Do you have any misconceptions about faith?
我们对信心有没有一些错误的认识？
To some people, faith is any form of spirituality.
有的人说是信心是任何属灵的事情。
To others, faith means believing that something good is going to happen to you.
有人认为信心就是有些好的事情会发生在他们身上。
Some people think faith is a ticket to having health and wealth.
有的人又认为信心是通往健康和富裕的一个门票。
Have you thought recently about what faith is?
你们最近有没有想到信心到底是什么？
If you want to know what faith is according to the Bible, you should read Hebrews chapter 11.
你们要知道，圣经是怎么定义信心的，就要来读希伯来书十一章。
Everyone knows that chapter 11 is one of the best known and best loved sections of the Bible.
我们知道很多人认为，希伯来书十一章是许多人最喜欢的一个章节。
One day, one Sunday school teacher asked all the students in her class, "What do you think faith is?"
有一天，一个主日学的老师问他的学生，你们认为信心到底是什么？
And all the children were very quiet. Nobody answered.
所有的人都安静下来，没有人回答。
Then after a few minutes, one child in the back raised his hand.
但是过了几分钟后，后面有一个孩子举手。
So the teacher says, "Okay, Johnny, tell us what you think faith is."
那老师就说，哎，Johnny，那你来告诉我们信心到底是什么？
Johnny says, "Faith is believing in something that is not true."
那个 Johnny 就说，信心是相信那些不真的东西。
Do you think that is what faith is?
你们认为信心是这样的吗？
Is that what we teach our children? You cannot see, it's not true, but believe it anyway.
是不是我们告诉我们的孩子，那些你看不见那些不真实的东西，你相信这就是信心？
Even people who have no religion still live by faith.
很多人尽管没有宗教信仰，他们生活还是靠着信心。
Every human being needs some faith in order to live.
每一个人都需要信心来生活。
A Buddhist believe in Buddha.
佛教徒相信佛。
Muslims trust in their Allah.
穆斯林相信他们的神阿拉。
Hindus believe in thousands of different gods.
印度教徒他们相信很多有上千个神。
But the difference between their religion and our Christianity is that we believe that God loves us and gives us faith, not that we can find faith inside.
与这些宗教不同的是，我们基督徒认为是神爱我们，神给我们信心。
All the other religions, faith means you have to do good enough work, then you can go to paradise.
其他的宗教基本上都是说你要做足够多的好事，然后你可以进到一个好的地方。
For the next half hour, we will learn from the first seven verses of chapter 11.
下面我们花些时间来学习希伯来书十一章的最前面七个经节。
It says here in chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the confidence of that what we hope for, but will actually happen.
在希伯来书十一章一节里讲到，信就是所望之事的实底。
It gives us assurance about things we cannot see.
是未见之事的确据。
Before we read about the lives of those who are mentioned in this chapter, we have to know this definition that faith is having confidence in God.
在我们学习这一章，提到的很多信心伟人的例子之前，作者给信心下了一个定义，我们来学习，就是信心就是相信神。
But the confidence is not based on ignorance or imagination.
但这个信心不是基于这些幻想或者无知。
Our confidence in God has to be based on what He already did.
信心是基于神所做的。
Based on His character.
是他的属性。
Real confidence is based on a God who keeps promises.
真正的信心是因为神成就他的应许。
Recently, my faith has been weak.
最近我的信心很弱。
I don't want to stand here and tell you that my faith is strong all the time.
我不想站在这里告诉大家说我的信心一直很大。
I believe that God is real.
我相信神是真实。
But sometimes the things happen in your life, you just want to know why.
但是很多时候发生的事情你就想问为什么。
But I remember that I preached a message, and I have to remind myself, don't ask why, ask how.
当我在讲信心这篇道的时候，我就说，让我们不要来问为什么，而是问是如何。
I don't want you to feel sorry for me.
我不想让每个人来可怜我。
One year ago, our house burned down.
当的房子要是被烧着的时候。
One year ago, and right now we're still living from different places, and we still don't have a home. One year ago, the house burned down, so we live in an apartment in a different place.
房子着火了以后就住在不同的地方。
And my parents just moved into a retirement home.
我的父母呢就搬到了一个养老院。
And my father is 95, my mother is 90.
我的父亲是95岁，我的母亲90。
And they are very weak and very needy.
他们身体软弱，很需要照顾。
So, every time the phone rings, I'm afraid it is bad news.
每次我的电话铃响，我都猜想是不是不好的事情。
Bad news doesn't mean going back to heaven. Bad news being falling down and being stuck in the hospital for years and years, not be able to move.
这种不好的事情不是说他们被接去天家，而是说他们跌倒了，要进医院。
So I want to share with you, when I prepared this message from Hebrews 11, it helped me personally. I hope it will help you.
我想告诉大家，当我准备这篇信心的讲道的时候，它帮助了我。
How is it going to help you?
他怎么来帮助你呢？
Because God keeps his promises that he loves us, he cares about us.
因为神成全他的应许，他说他爱我们，他来保护我们。
So no matter if you don't have a house to live in, or whether your parents are very old and very sick, God still cares about us.
不管你有没有一个房子，或者你的父母是很年老需要照顾，神还是爱你。
This confidence in God has to be something that is very real in our lives.
这种对神的信心在我们生活中必须是真实的。
This is one of my favorite places in the world.
这是我在我最喜欢的一个地方。
When I used to live in San Francisco, anytime I have time, I like to drive across the bridge and come back. Not go anywhere, just go across, come back. It's beautiful.
我住在三藩市的时候，我经常就开车到这桥上过去，就来开一个来回。
During the time they were constructing this bridge, 25 workers fell to their deaths.
在他们造这座桥的时候，一开始有25个工人从桥上掉下来摔死。
They kept delaying the construction because so many people fell and died.
工期就不断的被拖延，因为很多人受伤，致死。
They didn't know how to keep this from happening.
他们就不知道怎么来解决这个问题。
Finally, they put a net underneath the bridge worth $100,000 to catch anyone who fell.
最后，他们想了一个办法，花了10万块钱，在底下做了一个这个安全网。
This bridge was built during the Great Depression. $100,000 is a great deal of money.
这座桥是在美国经济大萧条的时候建造的，十万块钱是一个很大的数目。
As soon as they put this net up, nobody fell.
有了这个安全网以后，没有人再摔死。
Two fell, but of course they didn't die.
有两个人摔下去了，但是都很安全。
And then the speed of the work went ahead 25% faster.
所以工期进展就增加了25%的速度。
Confidence and assurance in God will do the same thing for you.
我们对神的信心是可以做这样同样的事情。
But we need to ask God to give us that faith.
但是我们要求神给我们这样的信心。
Because when you look down, you cannot see the net. You cannot see God.
如果你因为你看的时候，你眼睛看不见这张安全网。
But you can see what the Bible tells you what God has done.
但是你可以从圣经上看到神所行的大事。
So in the second verse in chapter 11, it tells us, through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation.
我们今天要学习第二节经文，说古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
If only you and I can be that kind of Christian, many more people will come to Jesus Christ.
如果你和我能是那样的基督徒的话，更多的人会来归向主。
Because it is not how nice your words are or your message, it's how you live.
不是你口里出来的词语有多么的优美，而是你的生活经历。
When you have pain in your life and you still believe God loves you.
当你生活遇到困难的时候，你还是对神有信心。
The Bible speaks of honor because they have been given honor because in the eyes of God, they believe in impossible things.
圣经给这些古人很高的荣誉，因为他们这些信心做了在当时人看来不可能的事。
True biblical faith is not based on emotion.
真正的属灵的信心不是出于感觉。
True faith is not based on wishful thinking.
也不是出于那些幻想。
I hope when I buy that lotto, I'll win $10 million. That's not faith.
不是那种空想，说我去买一张乐透能够中奖。
Like the men and women who worked on the Golden Gate Bridge, it is based on fact.
就像这些造金门大桥的工人一样，是基于事实。
Except that our facts we cannot see with our eyes, but they are still fact if you believe in God.
只是我们的这些事实，我们尽管眼看不见，但是基于圣经，这些都是真实的。
See what it says here in verse 3, it says, By faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen.
希伯来书十一章第三节里讲到，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
If God made things that we can see out of things we cannot see, that means our faith is also in things that we cannot see.
如果神是从不可看见之物造出了这个世界，这些能看见的之物，那我们就应该相信那些不可见之物。
If we keep asking to see something so that we have faith, then it's not faith if we can see it.
如果我们不断地要求说我们眼见为实的话，那就不是信心。
I don't know when my father will have an accident.
我不知道我的父亲什么时候会有事情发生。
Because the last time he fell, there was a blood clot in his head. They had to open up his brain to take out the blood.
上次他摔倒的时候，脑子里有一个血块，医生就把他的脑子打开，把血块拿走。
And the doctor says if he falls again, he cannot do surgery again. He's too old.
医生说他要再摔倒的话，他就不能再做这样的手术，因为他年纪太老。
Two days ago he fell again.
两天以前他又摔倒。
The doctor says he doesn't have to bang his head as long as he falls and his head shakes, and the brain because it's smaller now.It will start to bleed because it will shake around in his skull.
医生说他这时候不需要摔倒，只要脑子有很大的震动，他就会受伤。
I have to believe that God will take him at the right time. I don't want him to suffer.
我相信神能够在一个合适的时间把他接去，我不希望我的父亲有很多痛苦。
That's why I say my faith has been weak because I don't understand what can I do. I just think about him. I worry about him.
所以我说我的信心小，因为我不知道该做什么，我只是每天在担忧他。
There are things we don't understand why God allows to happen, but he does allow it. We have to accept.
我们很多事情我们知道，不知道为什么神会允许这样的事，我们就只能接受。
The faith that we have is based on God's love.
我们的信心是基于神的爱。
I remember one thing when I heard the news that my house was on fire. I was in New York.
我听到我的房子着火的时候，我在纽约。
I said to me, myself, it is not an accident. Christians do not believe in accidents.
我对我自己说，这不是一个偶然的。因为基督徒不相信偶然的事件。
God allowed it to happen.
神允许这样的事发生。
So many verses from the Bible came into my heart to comfort me.
所以神就圣经里很多章节就在我的脑海里来安慰我。
And the most important one that I remember is that the Lord of Israel does not slumber, he does not sleep. He is watching us.
对我感受最深的是说以色列的神不是在睡觉，而是在
也没有打盹。
没有打盹。
And Also, I remember in Job, it tells us we come empty-handed and we leave empty-handed.
在约伯里面也告诉我们空口空着手来，我们空着手去。
So I know there's one word that God you will never find in the Bible. What is that word that God never said in the Bible?
在圣经里，神没有说过有一个字他没有说，大家知道不知道
？God never said oops.
神从来没有说，
oops 怎么讲？ Oops. 我不知道怎么讲，或者
这个意想不到。
Yeah, God
出乎神的意料。
So you must know that God is never surprised by anything.
因为神不会意料不不会在神意料之外的事发生。
Whether the house burns down or my father falls down and hurts himself, God is watching.
不管我的房子着火还是我的父亲摔倒，神都在看顾。
That alone is our only way to be strong in faith, to know that God is watching.
当我们知道神在看顾我们的时候，我们就有比较强的信心。
You cannot tell God what to do. He's going to allow things to happen in His good will.
我们不能告诉神该做什么，而是知道神允许上一切事情发生。
I'm saying this for you as well as for myself to trust God.
我跟大家在说，实际上也是跟我自己在说，要对神有信心。
So faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ.
这里讲到信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
So on Thanksgiving morning, me and Tricia, we were doing our Bible devotion in the morning, short little passage.
在感恩节的早晨，我和我的太太在一起读经。
And it reminded us, don't be so caught up in thanking God for America.
我们不需要感谢神。说我们求神。
Not only thank God that we live in USA, such a great country.
也不需要仅仅感谢神，让我们能够来到美国，过一个好的生活。
We thank God because of Jesus Christ.
我们要感谢神，因为主耶稣基督。
If there's no Jesus Christ, doesn't matter where you live, it's no good.
如果没有主耶稣基督，不管生活在哪里都没有意义。
Our true thanksgiving, as we sang just now, every day is because God saved us from sin.
我们真正的感恩，像我们唱的歌一样，是因为神拯救我们。
J. Oswald Sanders was a great lawyer.
Oswald Sanders 曾经是个律师。
But he became director of China Inland Mission.
但是他成为中国内地会的主任。
After Hudson Taylor.
在戴德森以后。
And then he brought the gospel not only to China, but to all of East Asia.
他把福音传到，不光传到中国，还传到整个东亚。
And that's why they changed it from China Inland Mission to OMF, Overseas Mission Fellowship.
他就把中国内地会这个名字就改成海外宣教使团。
He wrote 40 books on Christian life.
他写了超过40本的书。
All about how to be men of faith.
都是关于基督过信心的生活。
And that every life God has a plan for every life.
比如说每一个生命都是神的计划。
But the thing I like the most is what I read that he said about faith. He says, faith enables the believing soul to treat the future as present and the invisible as seen.
我最喜欢他说的关于信心的这一段话。他说有信心的人会把未来当成现在，把看不见的当成是看见的。
I can say all day I wish I can have faith like that, but it will not happen.
我经常希望我能有像他这样的信心。
But we have to pray to God to give us that faith, because faith comes from God, not from ourselves.
但是我们可以向神求，因为信心是从神那里来的。
Many of the promises God has given are already fulfilled.
神的许多应许已经完成了。
And all the others that have not been fulfilled will be fulfilled.
还有更多的应许会要被完成。
There's no reason to think that God will fulfill some, but not all.
我们没有理由相信神会完成一些应许，又不会完成另一些应许。
One great example is that every single Old Testament prophecy about Jesus Christ has already been fulfilled.When he came to earth.
有一点关于主耶稣基督的预言，在旧约里的每一个预言都被应验了。
someone counted over 400 prophecies about Jesus' incarnation, all of them fulfilled to the letter.
有解经学家说有总共有400多个关于主耶稣的预言都被成全。
For example, in Psalm 41, it even talks about Judas betraying the Messiah.
在诗篇41篇里，讲到预告犹大对主的背叛。
Christ's death on the cross was prophesied to the very smallest detail.
基督在十字架上的受难的细节都被预言。
Psalm 31 contains the words that Jesus spoke when he committed his spirit to God.
诗篇31篇里主耶稣在十字架上断气那一瞬间说的话也都被预言。
Isaiah 53 promises that Jesus will plead for those who killed him.
以赛亚书53章应许耶稣会为那些迫害他的人代求。
Amos 8 prophesied that darkness will cover the earth when the Messiah died on the cross.
阿摩斯书里还预言到，当弥赛亚死的时候，有大黑暗出现。
We see so many different results of faith every day.
我们每天都看到信心的各种的果效。
Some people are rescued because of their faith.
有的人被拯救。
Some people achieve their life dream and success because of their faith.
有的人因为有信心而成功。
They receive some of what God promised right in this life.
有的人得到神应许的今生的祝福。
But then other people are persecuted, they are mocked.
但是又有人被讥笑，被折磨。
Some Christians are beaten to death.
有的人甚至被打死。
As we have seen, sometimes faith is rewarded soon, but sometimes it's rewarded much later.
所以我们看到信心有时候的奖赏会马上得到，有时需要很长时间。
We cannot base when someone gets blessing from God is because they have faith. Other people who suffer, they also have faith.
我们不能说有的人好像得到奖赏了，他们就有信心；有的人在受苦难，他们就没有信心。
But the most important thing about faith is to believe what God said.
最重要的是信心是相信神的话。
Your reward may be immediate or it may not be immediate.
你的奖赏可能是立即的，也可能是将来的。
What does it mean to live by faith?
那过一个信心的生活是什么意思呢？
It means we believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him.
就是这里说的，我们必须相信有神，且相信神会赏赐那寻求他的人。
The lives of the men and women mentioned in chapter 11 tells us that it is the only way to please God by having faith.
这里我们要学习到的这些人物，就是只有靠过信心的生活，才能讨得神的喜悦。
It is good to preach, it is good to serve, but those are not truly the things that please God.
尽管我们在这里可以讲道，可以做牧师。但是这其实不是真正神，不是唯一能讨神喜悦的。
Truly, everyone here can please God just by their faith in their heart in what He says.
我们在座的每一个人都可以讨神的喜悦，只要你们能够相信神的话。
The examples they give us in the Bible follow a pattern.
圣经里举的所有的例子都有一个特点。
In chapter 11, you always see by faith.Then a person is mentioned, then the result of his faith.
在这十一章里，我们都看到有因着信，然后人的名字，然后他们所做的事。
By faith, Noah believed in the coming judgment of God, and his whole family was saved.
因着信，挪亚相信洪水的审判就要来临，他们的全家就得救。
Because of the incredible faith of Joseph, before he died, he says, "Take my bones out of Israel, out of Egypt."How did he know that they would be free? Because he believed in God.
约瑟也有很大的信心。他说，在我死以后，你要把我的骨要带出埃及。他那时候怎么知道他们要出埃及这块地呢？
That was so long after Joseph died, but he believed.
那是在约瑟死过很久以后，但是他相信。
Because he says, when God comes to help you and lead you back, you must take my bones with you.
约瑟叫他的子孙说，当神要看顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。
We have to believe in things that God said, even though we cannot see or may never see in this world.
我们要相信神所说的话，尽管我们在这个世界上可能没有机会看到。
I want to say again, we believe in what we cannot see because God made what we can see out of things that we cannot see.
因为我们相信神说的话，我们那些看不见的，因为神创造这万有都是从看不见的创造的。
What we now see did not come from anything that can be seen.
因为我们所现在所有的一切都是从那看不见的所造成的。
The entire universe was formed at God's command.
因为整个世界都是由神的话所创造。
A person with faith knows that God's promises are real and will become real if they are not real now.
因为基督徒都相信神的话，说出来有很多事情尽管还没有发生，一定会发生。
So many times when we cannot sleep, what is the reason? We are worried.
很多时候我们睡不着觉，原因是什么？因为我们担忧。
And that's how a few weeks ago, when I couldn't sleep, I decided to read Hebrews 11.
也就是前一阵子我睡不着觉，就开始读这个希伯来书十一章。
And then when I read Hebrews 11, I said, that's what I want to share with people in my church.
当我读的时候，我就说我要跟我教会的弟兄姐妹分享这十一章。
And I'm glad I can come and share this with you today.
我也很高兴能和这里的弟兄姐妹分享这一章。
Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand.
我们有信心的话，我们就可以经历神的出乎意外的平安。
Hebrews 11 contains a faith lesson that teaches us how important these three things are.
我们在希伯来书里边，我们学习到三种最重要的功课。
One is our worship.
一个就是我们的敬拜。
Because it talks about Cain and Abel and whose worship God accepted.
因为他讲到该隐和亚伯是哪个的敬拜和献的祭讨神的喜悦。
And then it talks about our unbroken relationship with God, the way that Enoch walked with God every day.
还有讲到与神不间断的这种关系。讲到以诺与神同行。
And then our obedience to God.
然后讲到我们对神的顺服。
All of these people in chapter 11, they obeyed God without question.
所有在十一章里提到的人，他们都完全的顺服神。
But they are not people that are so super that we cannot follow them.
这些也都不是所谓超人，好像我们离我们很远。
Because they all made mistakes too.
他们每个人都犯过错误。
Abraham lied to save his wife.
亚伯拉罕撒谎以保全自己的性命。
Yeah, actually to save himself so that they wouldn't kill him and take his wife. So they all did disobey, but their faith brought them through.
但是因为他们的顺服，信心就让他们能够得以成功。
You see what it says here? It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did.
这里讲到亚伯，你等一下，我看一下。
Abel's offering,另外 the rest. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by the example of faith.
十一章四节里讲到亚伯因着信献祭与神比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指着他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
Although he is long dead, Abel still speaks to us by his example.
这里讲到他虽然死了，该隐却因着这个信仍旧向我们说话。
So in our families, not only is it important to give them a good education and an inheritance, the most important thing is to give them faith.
所以在我们家庭里，我们不但是要给孩子们一个好的教育，我们给他们更重要的是给他们一个信心。
Give them faith by your example.
以身作则，我们要给他们信心。
Because that's even more important than education or money.
我认为比给他们教育，给他们金钱更重要。
Because that's what will speak even after they are gone.
因为当我们去世以后，我们的信心还会向他们说话。
faith is the greatest form of wealth that we can leave behind.
我认为信心是我们能够留给后人最宝贵的遗产。
In American history, John D. Rockefeller Jr. was very, very generous with his money.
在美国历史上，洛克菲勒是一个非常富有又很慷慨的人。
He donated the land on which today the United Nations is built.
联合国的这栋楼的地是他捐赠的。
He donated the land on which the Museum of Modern Art in New York City stands.
在纽约的现代艺术博物馆的这块地也是他捐赠的。
He gave huge sums of money to theological seminaries and to churches.
他也给了很多钱给神学院，给教堂。
He gave money to restore even buildings in Europe after the war that were destroyed by bombing.
他也捐钱给欧洲那些在一战中被毁坏的建筑物。
Shortly after he died, someone asked his personal assistant.
洛克菲勒去世以后，有人问他的经纪人。
He said, he was one of the richest men in the world. How much money did he leave behind?
他说，洛克菲勒是世界上最富有的人，他死后他留下了多少财产呢？
And the personal assistant said, he left everything. He couldn't take anything with him.
财产经纪人说，他所有的都留下了。
But he tried to give away as much as he could while he was living.
但是我们知道他生前都尽力想把财富给出去。
In other words, this man, John D. Rockefeller Jr., wished to be remembered for what he gave rather than what he owned.
也就是说洛克菲勒是想让人们记住他的给予而不是他的财富。
He was a man of faith.
所以他是一个有信心的人。
Maybe his descendants don't believe, but he gave lots of money to churches and seminaries.
他给了很多金钱给神学院和教堂。
Consistency.
是这样一直持续不断的。
Like Enoch who walked with God every day.
就像以诺与神同行一样每天。
So that's why he's mentioned in Hebrews 11. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him.For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God.
希伯来书十一章五节说到以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
Most kids, even in Sunday school, know that Enoch was the man who walked with God.
在主日学的很多孩子都知道以诺是有信心与神同行。
Walking with God means every day.
与神同行，也就是说每天都要与神同行。
So one day the teacher asked the Sunday school students, what does it mean that Enoch walked with God, then he disappeared?
有一天，主日学老师问孩子说，你们知道以诺有一天与神同行被神接去是什么意思？
And the little boy made up this story.
有一个孩子就编了一个故事。
He said, every day Enoch wait for God to come to his garden and take a walk with him.
他说每天以诺都到他的花园门口等待神与他一起散步。
Then after they walk for a little while, God always says, okay, it's time to go home. Then he walks with Enoch back to Enoch's home.
他说每天他们散一回步，神就说我们都该回家了。
Sunday school children have a deep insight into God's word.
但是主日学的这些孩子们的理解很深。
So the teacher says, well, what happened then? One day, why did he disappear?
老师就问这些孩子。那为什么会有一天神就把他接去？
Then the little boy says, oh, because one day they walked for a very long time and it was getting dark and Enoch says, I better go home.
有个孩子就回答说，那天可能跟神走的时间太长了，天色已黑。
But God said to him, no, right now we're closer to my house than to your house. I'll take you home with me.
然后以诺说，我该回家了。神说，哦，现在离我家已经很近了，你就跟我到我的家吧。
Actually, even though this little boy made it up, there's a beautiful idea in there that you walk with God so close, God will take you back with him.
这些孩子都已经理解到与神同行，与神的关系如这样的密切，神可以把你接到他的天家。
You see, that's why Jesus says we must be like children.
所以耶稣说，我们必须像孩子一样。
That kind of faith.
要有像孩子这样的信心。
And then in verse 7, our last verse for today, it says, it was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. It didn't rain before Noah's time. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith.
今天我们要学习的最后一节经文，这上面写道， 挪亚因着信， 承蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使全家得救。我们知道那个时候，还没有下过雨，世界上人都不知道有洪水。他因着他的行动，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。You
see what it says here? He was considered righteous because of his faith.
大家有没有看到这里，因着他的信心，他称义。
God will not consider us righteous because we preach a great sermon.
神不会因为我们今天讲了一篇很好的道， 称我们为义。
Or we never miss a single Sunday or a single Friday night fellowship.
或者我们, 每个星期, 每个主日,
God says we are righteous by our faith.
神说因为我们的信心而称义。
Do you know that you never find anything in the Bible about the ark saying there was a rudder? There is no rudder. 那个后面的那个叫什么？那个舵啊，the ark has no rudder.
那时候挪亚造的那方舟是没有舵的。The
ark has no anchor.
那个他造的那个船，那个方舟也没有锚。The
ark has no sail. There's nothing that will steer the ark except God.
那个方舟也没有帆，他没有动力来运行，完全靠神。That
is why Noah is called a righteous man.
那也就是为什么神称挪亚为义。
Because he completely trusted God.
因为他完全的相信神。The
Bible records that Noah followed God's instructions to the letter how he built the ark.
圣经上提到说是挪亚造方舟是完全按照神的指示。So
let me repeat, faith is confidence in God.
让我来重复一遍，也就是信心。
Faith is assurance that God is telling us the truth.
信心就是完全有把握，神告诉我们的是事实。Faith
is a continuous relationship with the Lord.
信心就是和神有持续不断的关系。Even
after you die, your faith will still speak.
尽管我们死后，我们的信心还可以向后人说话。And
the greatness of Enoch's faith so that he never even saw death.
以诺的这个故事告诉我们，他没有见到死亡。I
don't think anyone of us here will have faith that great that we don't even see death.
我想我们不知道我们的信心有没有以诺那么大，可以不经历普通人的死亡。But
there is one chance we have, and that is if Jesus comes back before we die, then we'll never see death.
我知道，只要主耶稣在我们 死之前来的话，我们每个人都不会经历死亡。
And the part that I like the most is when Jesus comes, if we're still alive, we get to fly up to the clouds.
而且当主再来的时候，我们会被他接到空中。
Those who are afraid of heights will no longer be afraid of heights.
你们要恐高症的话，那时候也不会再害怕。
Enoch walked with God, then he was no more because God took him away.
以诺与神同行，他就不在世上，因为神已接他而去。
So you see in the very first seven verses of Hebrews 11,
我们看到在希伯来书11章的这个1到7节,
we see that they did have confidence in God.
这些信心伟人对神都有信心。
They believed that God told them the truth, even though it's hard to believe.
他们相信神所说的都是事实。
And they stuck close to God as hard as they could.
他们与神密切。
The writer of Hebrews used the phrase by faith over and over again.
希伯来书的作者用因着信这个词很多遍。
See, by his faith.
这里讲到因着信。
By his faith.
因着他的信。
It is impossible to please God without faith.
如果没有信，就不能得神的喜悦。Anyone
who wants to come to him must believe that God exists, and then he rewards those who sincerely seek him.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。So
if you go backwards a little bit to Hebrews 10, it says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you.
在希伯来书十章还说到，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，成这样的心必得大赏赐。
By faith Noah built the ark and his family was saved.
挪亚因着信造了一个方舟，使全家得救。
No one else believed the flood.
那时候没有人能相信会有洪水。
I found this funny cartoon that explains why there are no dinosaurs.
我找到了这样一个卡通。
Okay.
解释我们为什么会就是恐龙会灭绝。
This is not a fact, okay, but according to this cartoon, the dinosaurs did not believe, so they missed the boat.
这里写到那个恐龙，因为他们不相信，他们就没有机会上这个方舟。
One dinosaur says, oh no, is it today? It's supposed to rain, it's too late, the boat is already gone.
有一只恐龙在这上面说，哦，不会是今天吧。
You need to believe that what God tells us will happen. Don't take a chance.
所以我们必须相信神所说的都会发生。
I'm sure if you and I lived during Noah's time, we never saw rain. This guy is building a boat on top of the mountain. We're going to say he's crazy.
我们想象我们如果生活在挪亚的时代，从来没经历过下雨，看到挪亚在造方舟，我们会想他一定是发狂。
God tells us things that are very hard to believe sometimes.
因为神有的时候告诉我们是，我们是难以理解。
But faith without works is dead.
我们还学习，没有行为的信心是死的。
Let me tell you this last story before we end.
让我们我最后来告诉大家一个故事。
Alexander Graham Bell was an amazingly talented person, right?
贝尔是一个非常有才华的人。
He invented the multiple telegraph.
他发明了一个多音频的电报。
Because before that there was a telegraph, but they can only send one signal at a time going one way and coming back one way.
在这之前有电报，但是都是单频道，只能发或者送。
But he knew how to create a telegraph that can send multiple messages at the same time.
但是他发明了的电报可以发很多。
Because Graham Bell was also a musician, he understood harmonics.
而且拜尔先生他是个音乐家，他知道这些和声。
Graham Bell also invented the prototype for landing gear on airplanes today. Landing gear.
他还发明了飞机的这个起落架。
And of course, we know he invented the telephone.
我们知道他最有名的是发明了电话。
He made his family and his descendants extremely wealthy because he invented the telephone.
因为他发明电话，他使他和全家都很富有。
Yet Graham Bell almost lost everything.
但是他几乎失去了一切。
Because he never took the time to submit a patent for his invention.
他因为太忙了，他一直没有空去申请专利。
His father-in-law invested a lot of money in his research.
他的岳父在资助他的这些研究。
So his father-in-law got so mad that he represented Graham Bell with a lawyer and went and filed the patent.
所以他的岳父就很着急，最后就代表 Bell 去申请了专利。
If you check the history, it says that on February 14th, 1876, Graham Bell finally received the patent.
我们要去查一下历史的话，那就在1876年2月14号拜尔得到了这个电话的专利。
Why did they choose that day? Because that was Alexander Graham Bell's 29th birthday. His father-in-law went.
那一天他岳父去申请专利那一天就是贝尔29岁的生日。
It was a very important thing that the father-in-law did.
他岳父那时真是做了一个很重要的一个重大的一个事。
Because a few hours later another man by the name of Elisha Gray came to the patent office also to file a patent for a telephone.
因为在几个小时以后的同一天，就一个叫 Elisha Gray 的人也到专利局去申请专利，也是一个电话的专利。
But Gray's prototype was far inferior to Graham Bell's.
因为后来的这个人叫 Elisha Gray， 他的电话设计并没有贝尔的好。
But if he filed the patent first, Graham would have lost everything.
但是如果 Elisha他申请专利要早的话，那么贝尔就会失去一切。
So why do I tell you this silly, funny story?
我为什么要跟大家分享这个故事？
Because this reminds us that sometimes it is not enough just to have a good idea.
我是想要告诉大家，很多时候光有一个好的主意，还不够。
We need to act on it.
我们必须要有行动。
We have the gospel, we have to act on it.
我们有这个好消息，有福音，我们必须要有行为。
God tells me if my faith is weak, I can pray for faith and he will give it to me.
神告诉我们说，我们只要向他求信心，他会给我们信心。
We need to have faith and works.
我们需要有信心，还要有行为。
That's a picture of the first telephone.
那就是贝尔的那个电话发明。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
Can you still remember? I'll say one more time. What is faith?
大家还记得不记得什么是信心？
Faith is having confidence in God's character.
信心就是相信神的属性。
Faith is having the assurance that God is telling us the truth.
信心是完全的有把握，神告诉我们的都是事实。
Faith from us must be having a continuous relationship with Jesus Christ.
信心就是和主耶稣基督有一个连续的不间断的关系。
And then your faith can be seen in works.
而且我们的信心要透过我们的好行为彰显出来。
Let us thank God for giving us faith.
让我们感谢神能给我们信心。
Let us pray.
让我们去低头祷告。
Father, you are a loving God.
父神啊，你是一个充满慈爱的神。
I am a person of weak faith.
我们都是小信的人。
We say we believe.
当我们说我们相信。
But sometimes when too many things happen, we begin to be weak.
但是当有些事发生的时候，我们就信心软弱。
Thank you that you love your children and we can ask you to build our faith.
我们感谢因着你爱我们这些孩子们，我们求你赐给我们信心。
Based on what you have told us in the Bible.
因为你在圣经里就是这样告诉我们。
Because the Bible is your word.
因为圣经就是你的话。
It is our life.
是我们的生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.